This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If someone were afraid of the dentist, maybe they haven't been in a long time, maybe they're embarrassed because they haven't been in a while, I feel like this would be a really safe place for them to go and get the care that they need.
At Advanced Dentistry, we get it. If you've been avoiding the dentist because of fear, worry, or just not wanting to be judged, if you want to learn how IV sedation can change your life, visit nofeardentist.com.
On Wizard and the Bruiser, we find all those crazy little moments in geek history that make the things we love into inescapable cultural behemoths.
If you love video games, movies, comics, and anime, this is the LPN show for you.
But wait, Holden, it's not just educational. Shouldn't we talk about all those crazy boner jokes we make all the time?
No, Jake! No, we will not!
Fair enough! Last Podcast Network presents Wizard and the Bruiser. Find it on your favorite podcast app and hit that little subby-dubby button. Ooh, we would love it if you did that. Oh, that would help us out so much. God, wouldn't you love to do that? Don't I sound like the kind of person you want to help?
Like, hit the button. Like, just do it.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
So I pitch a lot of ideas to Natalie, and obviously she's kind of the litmus test of how I feel like society will react.
Yeah, because she has a conscience.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's good. I do the same thing with Julie.
She's my feelings.
It's nice because like they're like genuine, wonderful women with consciences. And we destroy them with horrible ideas.
No, it's just nice because then we don't have to have those feelings.
Yeah.
I can just say it to them.
Yeah, my wife does that.
That's the idea. That's what they do.
Yeah, my wife fights for good causes.
Yeah, as they should.
Yeah.
And we should be at war. We should be in Iran right now fighting, though. Which ones? Them.
Yes.
We should be doing something.
I'm sure.
But I was coming up with some ideas, right?
Okay.
Again, because Hospice is taken off.
Yeah.
I'm already seeing a lot of people. I did get one message about Hospice is that one kind of issue is that there is a lot of old men grabbing at butts in hospices.
Yeah.
Like already.
Oh, for sure. That's what old men do.
But if you
George Bush Sr., we saw what was his thing?
Oh, he used to be in the, they call me David Copperfield.
Yeah, that's right.
The best thing a president has ever said. So they say that there might be an issue with that, but also at the same time, but if they're like professionals, if everybody's getting there and we're there to grab butts, great.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that'll be good. Hospice, you get your catheter put in the fun way by mouth, which I think you don't get a lot. But I did pitch an idea to Natalie that I thought was really funny.
Okay.
You know, it's like, why have we not seen a pet cleaning service or a pet, you know, like, I'm just surprised. Yeah. Why have we not seen Okay Groomer?
Okay Groomer?
Yeah. Like instead of Okay Boomer, it's Okay Groomer.
Okay,
and I thought that would be fun to do. And you make it so like, come to Okay Groomer. It's the only cancel culture safe place for your dog or cat or your horse.
That's right.
To get washed, bathed, and told to vote for Trump.
Yeah, and we'll go ahead. We'll take the clippers and we'll put a dick on the side of them.
I mean, again, cancel culture free grooming experience. Okay Groomer, and I thought that's amazing. Natalie says she thinks that everyone at Okay Groomer is going to get shot.
Everyone at Okay, no,
well,
they're the ones who do the shooting.
But she says that then it sounds like it's going to become a new Comet Pizza where people are going to go to Okay Groomer because they're not going to see the fun, like full of zest for life. Like idea behind.
Oh, you think they're going to be confused with groomers as in like people who talk people into sex?
I don't know if that's a term. I don't even know if that's the definition. Welcome to Side Stories. I'm Henry Zebrowski. This is Ed Larson. I don't think
Groomer.
It's no. I think Okay Groomer.
Yeah.
She said that it might bring violence towards the people inside of the place. And I was like, but the best part is they're all safe because they're surrounded by dogs.
Yeah, or you get a van and you show up to people's houses.
So you're saying that we should have a big white van.
Yeah.
That says, okay, groomer.
Paint it whatever color you want.
So you're just saying, just a van. You do understand there is a, there. I will push back on this idea, only because you know that there's a connotation to a roving van.
Yeah. But if you put okay, groomer on the side of it, everyone knows what it is.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm starting to understand it sounds like a mobile pedophiles, like delivery service. It's like delivering pedophiles to your home. So yeah, it's not good.
No.
All right. So, but
it's flawed. It's flawed for sure.
Yes. But I just thought it was a funny name.
It is a funny name. See, when I thought at first when you came to me with it just now, when you said, okay, groomer, my brain didn't go to okay, boomer. It went to okay, Cupid. And so I thought you were just trying to hook up groomers with each other.
Like you're saying, okay, what you meant just then was putting together people that cut the hair of animals together to hang out.
Yeah, so they can meet each other and fuck each other and get to know each other and be, yeah.
You're as innocent as a babe in arms.
Is that?
I think that's what it is. You're innocent. You really thought of the position, like the job groomer.
Yeah.
That's not just from the CIA.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
dog. We haven't gotten you there yet.
No. Well, I also don't, I believe in everything you've taught me. I just don't care. That's kind of my thing.
Sure. Good. No, it's a good, honestly, very good condom against fucking up against being radicalized on the internet.
The news has always been a nightmare for my entire life. It's been a fucking disaster, nightmare, terrifying place.
The key to not get radicalized on the internet is have a thick layer of fish provided, not care juice,
yeah,
that surrounds your whole brain. You just came back from fish. You saw them at the Sphere on 420. If you cared about a single thing, I would be pissed. Like, if you came back from fish on 420 and you were like, we really need to think about the infrastructure of this country. I'm going to be like, where did you go for the weekend? How are you not? Why are you here?
Yeah, man.
You should have quit your job, dude.
Fucking TV was so big, man.
Man, it's so big. It's the fucking size of a fucking building, dude.
The fucking hieroglyphics were their albums, man. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Some fucker had to come up and be like, yo, man, the hieroglyphics are their album, man.
Man, that's crazy, dude. Some guy, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, he saw through all of it.
Yeah, lots of people talked to me the whole weekend. I was in Vegas the whole weekend. I went to fish only for one of the four shows at the Sphere. And
yeah,
in the entire weekend, people were just walking up to me like, fish, you going to fish? Like the entire weekend, like handing me pieces of paper that I was supposed to hand to other people.
For what?
I don't know. They do this weird passing around things. I don't know. I didn't participate. I was there to just eat mushrooms and fucking stare at the big TV.
And you did a really good job at it.
Oh my God, I did a good job at it.
I saw your footage but I'm glad you're here, but I am surprised that you still are financially solvent. Only just because fish, I feel like, liberates people.
Oh, yeah.
And it liberates a type of person.
Dude, people were spending money.
Yes.
I almost like...
Fish does very well.
It was crazy. Right before, I was like, I'm just going to check and see how much my tickets are going for. And they were going for like $5,000.
Woo!
It was so hard for me not to sell them in this fucking...
Woo!
Yeah, Julie won the lottery, so we didn't pay too much. But like, it was fucking, yeah, dude, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude, that might be worth not going.
Dude. It was hard for me not to go, but I was like, you know what? We're just never going to do this again.
You're right.
And that's it. This is my sixth time seeing fish. I was talking to people that like 178 times. I'm like, I'm quitting now at six. I'm quitting at six.
Why?
I'm done. I've done it. I've seen fish everywhere. The Sphere is the tops.
You're saying that all the noodling sounds the same?
No, it doesn't sound the same. It's just I'm fucking done.
I have pan flutes. What we should do is that whenever Ed gets too reasonable,
yeah,
we should get some noodling
some
to
fish.
Play. Every single time he says something that's too cogent.
I like cars, trucks, and buses.
Yeah, we just should hit him
good,
with some
unrecognizable
noodling.
Fish song
yeah.
is what I like.
Old, do they have melodies, fish songs?
Yeah, they do. They have, Taste they played. That was really good.
Likes them too.
Farmhouse, they have like hits, but it's the live albums. It's the experience.
That's what people I hear. I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy.
Is that the guy from Fish?
No. This is the song I like. Yeah, man.
It's fine.
Welcome to the other side, you fuckers, man.
That's just...
Fucking light your fingers on fire.
420
you know
is over,
about?
Dude.
Glass melts and becomes the sand again.
Taxes
man.
Are due, friend. Oh. That's what this song says to me, that we're just paying what's-his-name's taxes. Phil.
Oh, my God. Yes, I had to pay some taxes.
Well, good work. Really good work. Well, I'm glad that you're alive, and I'm glad that you're still hireable.
Mm-hmm.
Some updates. So last week... Number one, Eddie brought up, which ended up being kind of an uncomfortable topic for us, but it did. We did kind of get through it, where Eddie, for some reason, made me answer what animal I would have sex with. Yeah. And I just said chimpanzee, just for the sake of saying chimpanzee to end it. I was just trying to end the conversation.
Yeah.
But now people have sent me so many articles about all the different ways people have sex with monkeys. I got another clip on maregasms, which is people having sex with horses. I feel like we need to guide us back. We need to guide us back to other stories, other things, towards other content, you know?
Yeah.
Because the orangutan sex slave story that was sent to me, but the shaved orangutan that they had dressed up like a little girl and they put lipstick on, which is like, in the end, we're kissing?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing? You're going to go to the...
definitely Deadwood rules with the orangutan.
I just don't really understand. You're going to kiss
the
monkey.
You got to kiss anything, kiss the neck, kiss the tits.
I'm only having sex with the chimpanzee because I'm forced to, because you're going to shoot me in the back of the head. And it is vaginal sex with a... woman chimp.
Yeah.
No, as long as
shave the breasts. You gonna have him shave the breasts?
I'm just saying, when I saw that story, because then it was the orangutan sex slave story, that it was the guy that was arrested for the monkey torture ring, the guy who was from the white power, like the neo-Nazi guy that was, you know, he was just serving up like monkeys and blenders and people were paying him for it. Again, we're working too hard.
Yeah, so these articles were sent to you. Anything about the pigs? About pig sex?
No.
Really?
No, there was a...
So
my
you
friend
picked
Sarah.
You like the popular shit.
I do. You know, that's me. I'm a poser. When it comes to my
top
bestiality.
Yeah.
I'm like a Dua Lipa. If Dua Lipa was an orangutan. Yeah. Now, I did get a message from my friend Sarah, who did send a message to Marcus Parks that was, honestly, it was... a fairly sexual picture of a anamorphic deer.
Oh, nice.
Looking, it was like, it was going to welcome a lovemaking session inside of themselves.
That's great.
But that's
when
over.
Do you think will be the first episode we don't talk about humans fucking animals?
It will come. Now.
Just like the animals.
We're going to change right now. We don't know. They can't consent. All right. But the big comeback that we got.
Yeah, this was crazy.
I love our listeners.
I can't believe this poll results.
But I asked, I actually feel like it is what I was expecting, but I'm glad that we got as much reach as we
did. It was a little off from what you expected.
Sure. So this we asked everybody, and I still want you to ask people this because it's fun to do. We said, ask a stranger, not a friend, not somebody that was into true crime, when you ask them, what's the first thing that you think of when you hear the word murderer? What's the first person? And get their response. You had said something along the lines of you thought it might be O.J. Simpson.
I thought O.J. would be everyone's answer, would be the layman's answer for murderer.
But I think largely it's because you like a sports.
Just like most people.
Sure, you like a sports and you like, and he would be very famous. I said something like Charles
Manson. He was also the one
Manson.
That was on the news most.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Well, especially that time period.
Crime of the century.
Well, people for our age. All right, there's been like...
Trial of the century.
There's been like how many trials of the century?
Well, there's Crime of the Century, which was Lindbergh, baby, and that was taken early.
But
you can't call it in the 20s.
I don't think
it's
not the crime of the century. Yeah. It was one baby.
Yeah.
All right, he was a Nazi. He was another Nazi. Charles Lindbergh, we're going to do a whole series on that. I can't wait. It's actually, that story's fascinating. All right, so here's the poll. So we got back. Overwhelming amount named... Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, the Netflix show set that off.
It was Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, and John Wayne Gacy were the top three, and they were pretty close in numbers. Where it was like Jeffrey Dahmer, we had 59 mentions, Ted Bundy 49, John Wayne Gacy we had 32, and then number four was O.J. Simpson, followed closely by Charles Manson, Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, Jack the Ripper makes sense. I'm surprised, and then, those are the only ones that are 10 and over. The rest of them are just a couple.
Well, here are some of my favorite outliers. We have some really good, funny outliers. We had Hitler was twice, of course. That makes sense.
Yeah, he got two.
Anakin Skywalker.
He killed all those kids.
And it was before, and then he would become...
I hate you!
Yeah, and then he would become Darth Vader, right?
Yeah.
Then the fictional character Blade. Yeah. Which I do think that that makes sense. Chris Watts.
But Blade didn't kill people.
He killed vampires.
Yeah.
But vampires served as people in that world.
Maybe.
Then they said, ooh, political, Lockheed Martin.
Whoa, yeah, rock that, and roll. Very much so. Oh, but that only had one.
That only had one. And my personal favorite, myself, when I'm down at my wife's pussy.
Oh, yeah, he's a murderer.
Like that guy.
Yeah,
like that
guy. We'll have to meet him at some point.
We probably already have. I wonder what the wife has to say. Yeah. Oh, and then
one more PBR for my husband, please.
Yes, and then also the very, very funny answer of your mom.
Yeah, definitely like that.
So thank you so much for the
maturity.
Scar
from the Lion King.
Scar from the Lion King, that's fine. Again, he only killed one.
True killer.
But he only killed one.
He tried to kill more.
He tried, yeah. I also tried to be a professional baseball player in my mind.
Did you?
No. I'm just saying, try. It's also from Star Wars. That's not Star Wars. Fuck me. That's Lion King. But there is no try, only do.
Oh, I got you. Yes.
Grogu could still fucking suck my dick.
Whoa!
Hate Grogu. And that's not pedophile.
Why do you hate
that's
Grogu?
Not pedophilia.
I love
that's
Grogu.
Not pedophilia.
He's an old man. Grogu's 50. He's 50 years old.
Side stories, LPOTL at gmail.com. If an alien is a baby to us, but a baby to them, but old to us, can you fuck it without space charges? Let's ask the people.
Yeah.
Let's ask the people. I gotta know what you guys think.
What are the intergalactic laws on fucking Grogu?
Fucking Grogu. Again, I'm not into it because I don't want to hear his weird little whimpering.
No, not at all.
No, I don't want to hear it.
He can slurp some eggs, though. Yeah. You haven't watched, right?
No.
You would like The Mandalorian.
I watched the first one. My review was the controversial, more like Mandaborian.
Whoa! You asshole.
I'm pretty special. I'm pretty smart. I'm pretty educated, and I am...
very nice. You like Dune, and you don't like The Mandalorian? Is this too much? Too many things happening?
You know what was about The Mandalorian? I think Mandalorian was fine.
Yeah.
I just saw one episode. I don't like TV.
Oh, there it is.
I don't watch TV. I don't really like movies.
I like movies more than TV as
well.
Yeah,
me too. I like movies. I like documentaries. Yeah. And I like my nonfiction shows.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And I like my reality shows. I like my Drag Race, and I like my Top Chef, and I like my shows.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I've ever heard you talk about 1883 or some shit like that.
What's that?
That's the Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren prequel to Yellowstone.
No, am I in Ho Spice?
No, but you would like it. It's a lot of murder.
Oh.
A lot of the murder.
I mean, it's not enough. It's still not enough. They always say, everyone says a lot of murder. And then I go to watch a show because I love murder. And I go to watch a show for all the supposed fucking murder in it. And then it's all like classy and shit. I like faces getting cleaved. I like you. I like arms being stripped of their flesh.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird. I've seen all of these Taylor Sheridan things, and I don't like him, but I've watched all of it. I don't know how, like, there's like a spell on me.
I just think it's your algorithm. It gets sent to you and you like it.
I don't know if I like it because I always end up like mad. I think it just turns me off.
It might.
Mentally, not like sexually.
Yeah.
I
get hard as hell watching Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Except with that
Yellow
one
bone.
Lady.
Yeah. Boy,
there's that one lady in that.
Oh, the
She's
daughter?
Spicy. No, the wife.
The wife.
The spicy wife.
I don't think he has a wife.
What's the name? What's the blonde woman in that
That's
show?
His daughter.
That's his daughter?
That's Costner's daughter.
She's like my age.
Yeah, Kevin Costner's old.
Whoa. Hot. Old daughter. Yum. Can there be a thing that's MILFs but for daughters?
All MILFs are daughters. Henry.
What? Not anymore, dog. Not once they hit 27. All right. And that's a fallacy, but again, I love a MILF, so
yes.
I think it's great. So that was the update. I do think I got a lot of great messages, people saying like it's amazing to get good old-fashioned crowdsourced information. It is
This
funny
is our
to see.
Family feud.
People know the name Jeffrey yeah. Dahmer. They know the name
it's
Ted
the
Bundy.
Netflix show. If it wasn't for the Netflix show, yes. I bet he wouldn't have been number one.
And they don't know their crimes. Well, they know like Jeffrey Dahmer, like it's all the big subset. It's Jeffrey Dahmer, cannibal, Ted Bundy. They don't say anything about Ted Bundy, but they know that Ted Bundy is a
killer.
Name,
yeah,
is a killer. Bunch. And then John Wayne Gacy, evil clown.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then O.J. Simpson, that guy from the Hearst commercials.
Yeah.
That's what they love. But no, it's our audience, it's like, because also I feel like true crime, while it has always been an interest of a large section of humankind, it just now way more like
people love it.
Of the I mean, it's kind of going in a, it's in a, how do you put it? It doesn't really go away, but true crime is, it had hit a peak and then it receded. And now we're trying to figure out what to go next. I don't know what people, they don't know what they want.
Like your hair.
It knows where it's going next. It's going to hell.
To your ass.
It's going to my fucking, no, you know where it's going, man. It's my fucking, my sides, my ears.
Yeah.
Natalie had to show me the other day. I had full, like, it looked like
yeah,
my
you gotta,
ears.
You got to shave your ears.
They had little beards on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, Julie gets in my ears for me. Yeah, you got to talk to Natalie. She's got to get in there.
She said
or you
no.
got to talk to your barber.
Yeah, sometimes
I got
Sony
my ears waxed recently. I
you
had
got
to put,
your ears waxed.
I had to put wax in my ears and then rip out all the hair. Yeah, man. $10.
What?
$10.
What do you call that? A fucking, like, it's not a Brazilian. That's like a South Dakotan. What do you call that? What do you got to go get your earlobes waxed?
Yeah, man. You got to find the Armenian barbers for that.
We
they know
are,
what you're talking about.
We are becoming orangutans. It is happening to us.
Live from your grave.
Hey, everyone, what's going on? Ed Larson from the Last Podcast on the Left to deliver you the following message that comes from Lucasfilm and Disney Plus presenting the all-new Star Wars series, The Acolyte. Stream the 2-episode premiere June 4th and witness an investigation into a shocking crime spree where secrets will emerge and no one is safe from the truth. The Acolyte, 2-episode premiere streaming June 4th only on Disney Plus.
I'm ready for it.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about 2 literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow. I just got to learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm going to be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/left, spelled Babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply. Also, one piece of nerdy sci-fi news that I wanted to cover before we bring in our very special guest.
We have a guest.
We have a guest today. This, I need literally, I'm talking about this story because I want someone to explain it to me. SidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Because from what I can see here, I don't particularly understand it, but I want to know what they're talking about. So this came from The Debrief. The Debrief is, they cover a lot of like tech news and stuff within like military tech. And they have kind of led the charge of talking about whether or not some of the UAP stuff we're seeing, UAP like or UFO and any of these weird stuff, transmedium vehicles, these weird orbs, whether or not they are technology that we just don't know about, that China has or Russia has. Or we have, and we're literally lying to our own armed forces about what we have. Like, yeah. That's one theory. And this article that just came out, NASA veterans propellantless propulsion drive that physics says shouldn't work, just produced enough thrust to overcome Earth's gravity. Now, this was developed by a man by the name of Dr. Charles Bueller. Bueller is a NASA engineer and co-founder of Exodus Propulsion Technologies. And what I don't seem to understand is what it seems to say here is that if you electrify something correctly, it floats. So he is essentially saying that they can charge an object in a way to produce what they realized was one gravity. So what they did was then, what that means is that if you can get it to one gravity, that means it's actively fighting against the gravity of the planet Earth. And so that means it's a one-to-one. So eventually with that, what you could do is increase that, and then it'll like be able to just very, very easily leave the planet Earth.
Okay, sure. And this is electricity. Tells gravity to go fuck itself. Is what you're saying?
See, this is why you shouldn't let your kid go to fish on 420. Because what it does is it makes you, number one, lethally curious to anything a man hands you that has a drug rug on.
Yeah,
and two, it, you know, I think that. Yeah, it does help simplify our understanding of things.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, maybe, what do you think Ted Bundy floated when they electrocuted him?
Yeah, he was like, oh.
Him and a knife. You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
So we can make UAPs now.
Well, they're saying that, well, what if we already have? Or they don't, this is all very theoretical. I would love for someone to explain it to me in a way that a fat-bodied comedian man might understand.
Yeah, UAPs, I feel like, from what I've been learning from you these last couple of super serious UFO mandates, are they would have to be drones.
Some of them.
I feel like, why send a person? Why send an alien when you could just send a robot?
It's very possible. Or do they send things in a... I think the concept of them sending a... image of a ship, like a hologram of a ship with them in it from very, very, very far away.
Okay.
And then, so what if some of the stuff we see,
but what's the point of that?
So that they can do recon. Like, let's say they are, this is all under the one specific umbrella that these are flesh and blood creatures.
Yeah.
That have to eat, like they have to have stuff. So what if.
But they could just be a bunch of jelly.
Absolutely. But they might still need to eat. They might still need to do stuff. So let's just say one concept is they are either running out of resources like we are, or running out of literally just living space, or are they a conqueror race? Are they just curious? Literally just curious? Are we them from the very, very, very far future?
Or the very, very, very past?
Who knows? And that maybe they're just literally this. So then they can create an interdimensional window, ostensibly, to look at us from there. That's one theory.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't buy it that they'd come here.
Why? You're here.
I know I'm here. I was born here.
Yeah, man. You didn't ask for that either.
Yeah, but I think that if we were going to another planet years away, how old am I going to get getting there?
You can do it instantly through an interdimensional porthole.
I don't think they have those. Those don't make sense.
See, this is the thing. I thought fish would... you got to let it in. You got to let it in because you can see there's so many things capable. How do you think Phil gets from place to place to place?
Who's Phil?
The lead singer of Fish.
Trey!
Trey Anastasio.
What's Phil?
Phil?
Is it from Pantera?
No, it's fucking Punxsutawney Phil.
Who's the lead singer of Pantera?
Who cares? Dimebag Daryl's not him.
Trey Anastasio, the only way he gets back and forth is by, I mean, like, he probably just thinks he sits in a magic chair and all of a sudden he's playing his electrified banjo.
It is surprisingly thought out.
Yeah, of course, it has to be.
You were right.
Phil Anselmo.
Oh, from he's the other guy from Fish?
That's the other guy from Fish.
Pantera.
That's what, from Pantera. That's what I was asking.
I was going to say, yeah.
I don't think he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he pissed off Dimebag Daryl and then Dimebag got shot.
It's really very sad, actually. Well, these are the updates. I think we learned a lot about nothing. And now it's time to get some news stories. But news for that, let's bring in our guest.
Yes.
Live from your grave.
And now we have a very old friend.
You fucking old piece of shit.
A very old friend of LPN. It is so good to have you in studio with us to check out some of these horrible stories. Dan St. Germain.
Long-time listener, first-time guest. Yes. Glad to be here.
Oh, nice to see you, buddy. You're here promoting your new special, Dance Fatty Dance.
Dance Fatty Dance, LPN Network. Check it out. It's on YouTube for free.
Yeah, that's it. It's that easy.
And I think it's pretty funny. Hell so yeah,
that's a solid pitch.
Yeah, it's fine. You feel like you could might enjoy it.
Peacock
maybe
a little. Yeah.
I don't want to like say you like
I don't want to go total Schultz where I'm like, this is fucking next level. You know, like, but I also don't want to be like, well, this is a piece of like Philip Seymour Hoffman Boogie Nights, like fucking this piece of shit.
Well, that's sad and it's kind of scary in a way.
Yeah, finding a middle ground.
Yeah. Because also, it's never changing everything. I find that when someone says that it is, it's definitely not.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
No. There's a few instances like when they let Jackie Robinson play that probably changed everything.
That changed everything.
Yes.
When Marlon Brando didn't take the Oscar and he sent that Italian woman.
Changed everything. She wasn't Native American. She was Italian.
Absolutely.
That's fucking hilarious.
Love it. A grift.
God, that's hilarious.
All right. So here we go, Dan. This is you're going to love this story.
Yes.
All right. So now this was, I actually find this extremely interesting. A 10-year-old allegedly confesses to randomly killing a stranger when he was 7. So this was in Texas, obviously. Mm-hmm. This 10-year-old child, obviously, according to the Daily Beast, the child nonchalantly confessed to killing a man.
Yeah. Like, executed him in his sleep.
That's the man?
That's the dead man. Yeah, that's not the child. I wish that was the child.
He looks like an amalgamation of us.
He never made a single correct choice. Yeah. If you die, unfortunately, and this is not, I'm trying not to victim blame here, but if you die in a trailer, sitting in a chair, getting your face blown wide open by a 7-year-old.
I think he was dead asleep, though.
He did completely dead asleep.
Shot him in the face.
Took his grandpa's gun and went and shot him in the face. And then the grandpa ended up stealing the gun, not knowing that this happened.
So
he thought he just killed himself.
So apparently they said it was suspicious because of the angle. He obviously was shot in the fucking face. So this child apparently was left without any form of supervision and then went in. And
this
I guess
his son.
This is the guy, neighbor. This guy had
stranger.
Yeah,
it was no motivation whatsoever.
Watch out for this kid.
Dude was just asleep. And so the kid apparently had saw him walk by in the trailer. He saw the gun. He was in his grandfather's car. It was in the front. Was it the dash compartment, right? He pulls it out. Kid just like, oh, this is fun. Oh, what a fun gun. I seen this on the TV. John Wick using this. That's just John Wick's favorite toy. And then
there was like three different accents. It went like from chimney, sweet British to Kyoto, Japan.
SNL stopped calling.
What do we got? Brooks Whelan over here? Let's calm down. You did fine.
But then he was asleep and it's just asleep like a schmuck.
Yeah.
And the kid walk up to him and just put the gun and just blew his fucking brains out.
Oh my God.
And then apparently stood, looked at his now fully dead corpse, walked back, put the gun back into his grandfather's dash compartment, and then just walked away like he was fucking Johnny Cash.
7 years old.
Yeah.
You know, what I think is because you guys are, you know, it's a burgeoning enterprise's last podcast on the left. And you know how Nickelodeon had like Kids News?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You guys should have him on to do like Last Podcast on the Left Kids News.
I would love to have to hear from his perspective.
Yeah, like Sports Illustrated for Kids. I had that. Yeah, that was nice.
It's like when the New York Times reaches out to Republicans.
Exactly.
It's like that type of thing.
You can still throw Kurt Loder on too every once in a while.
He speaks to the kids.
Yeah, for sure. But I would bring him on, bring him into the fold.
So when asked, the child stated that he had never met Brandon.
Oh my God.
And did not know who he was, although he had observed him walking around the RV earlier that day. The child was also asked if he was mad at Brandon for some reason, or if Brandon had ever done anything to make him mad. And the kid said no.
I thought that Brandon was trying me, and I knew that I had to fucking regulate. And so I went with my child hand, and I ended his life.
Yeah.
And so the child was able to direct law enforcement to the gun, and then, so this is where this all came from. So he just kind of casually said, I shot a man to watch me
die. And this was 3 years later when he was 10.
Oh, yeah. And think about it. He's a kid literally sitting there smoking a cigarette going like,
right.
Yeah, I fucking killed a man 2 years ago. Like he's fucking, what was that wrestler that killed his molester?
That killed his molester?
What was the wrestler, the guy that killed, there was the,
he I don't
went
know
back
what you're
and he murdered the guy that molested him?
I'm not sure. I know. I mean, there's been famously a ton of, oh, that was the MMA guy. You're talking about Cain Velasquez shot.
No,
it's, that, well, he never killed anybody.
He also killed his molester?
No, he didn't. He tried to kill his son's molester and ended up shooting the dad of the molester.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's not even that
this
one.
This is Dan Stage with Pedophile News.
Check out Dance Fatty Dance.
Oh, you're a pedophile info. Come here.
So the kid.
By the way, Sandusky innocent. No, I'm just
We need to take a look at the evidence again.
Was that guy that guy was a wrestler who did that, though?
That was another wrestler. Who? Oh no! This is the guy. This is the famous guy, Gary Plouche. This is the famous story of a guy that
I have
shot,
no idea what this is.
He shot the guy that molested his daughter as he was on his way into court. He popped out from behind.
I saw that. Yes. Yeah,
that's the guy who did that. He shot him from as he was walking into court. And he also get how many years did he get? He got a bunch of time. There was another story.
I think he got off right, or he didn't get a lot of time.
You got to get in trouble for that, unfortunately. Unfortunately,
he was sentenced to 7 year suspended sentence with 5 hours probation and 300 hours of community service. Having said that, if you go to prison as a guy who murdered your kid's pedophile, you are like,
I feel like
made.
They treat you
you're
good.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Go in there, you're made. Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I imagine they treat him all right.
Yeah, they treat him all right.
The guy that I was talking about was Marty Jannetty.
Marty Jannetty.
No, that was I understand. We've covered. I have a wrestling podcast, yes. Wrestle Roast, that's turning into Working Stiff, but it's me, Robert Karpeles, Mike Lawrence, and Scott Chaplin, all very funny gentlemen. Marty Jannetty said that he murdered this kid guy who molested him at a bowling alley or tried to molest him. And it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
He's just one of those guys who just lies all the time.
He starts saying some stuff.
Because they investigated it, and the police had to come out and be like,
I never told no one this, even my brother Gino.
Yeah.
Because Gino would have killed him, and I didn't want my brother gone. Hell, he'd only recently come home from Vietnam. I was 13, working at Victory Lane's bowling alley, buying weed from a fucker that worked there. And he put his hands on me. He dragged me around the back of the building. You already know what he was going to try to do.
That's what he said. And then he said that was the first time he made a man disappear.
Oh. That was the first. Yeah, he talks like a Huckleberry Finn character.
It's a really sad story.
I made him disappear, Pa. But he also said something very uncomfortable about his daughter on Facebook.
Yo, he's not a. Yeah,
he's not well.
I'm not voting for him.
He's not well. He's not well.
All right. Good
but,
for Marty.
Thankfully, he'll be here next week. As our guest on Side Stories. Yeah, I can't
wait. I would feel honored if I shared the dais with Marty Jannetty. I love that guy.
But the kid was, all right, so back to the kid. It's weird you said it, but what's totally makes sense. While the child was too young to face criminal charges for the incident, he was just recently pulled from a bus because he was charged for making a terroristic threat to another student. So he's already ready. This kid's fucking.
Yeah.
This kid.
He's the next Marty Jannetty.
Yeah. Dude. He's, you gotta, like, put a tracker on that kid.
That's scary.
I think they did, actually. Yeah.
It's you ever see this?
Juvie.
It's well, he's got, no, he got nothing.
You got nothing?
He got absolutely nothing.
Because in Texas, if you're like under 10, you can't get convicted for murder.
That's
really?
What, and that's what we should be using to fucking kill people.
Yeah, yeah.
Child assassins would be an incredible business. That would just be
and
like
then we put them on the human traffickers and we call it Children of the Poor.
Oh my God. You guys are just printing. Is this a kind of podcast called Printing Money? Is this the Printing Money Network? Because I'm smelling those dollar bills.
Yeah, no, all we do is make great ideas. I came up with Hose Spice, the idea of
I listened to that, yeah.
And then Natalie shut down OK Groomer, the pet service that comes to you.
OK
Groomer, and then she was mad at that because she said, that sounds like everybody who works at OK Groomer is going to get murdered by somebody. That like a common pizza guy.
I'm also, because we're talking about pedophiles, I'm thinking grooming, like, okay, groomer.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it's a pedophile who tells tall tales. Okay, groomer.
Yeah. We've heard it before.
Okay, Dan Schneider. We get it.
You were the second guy with JonBenet Ramsey. We've heard it. You were there before. It was cool.
It does work, actually. Like that. We should. I don't know how we didn't think about that. There's another revenge murder in the news, if you guys want to check it out.
Please.
A ram has killed a New Zealand couple.
Yeah. This one's fucked.
Yeah.
This is like, they went to go check on them, a welfare check on these very, very old people. They were in their 80s.
Yeah.
When they went out there, the old man, I guess, went out there to feed the ram or some shit.
Yeah. It was a rogue ram. It wasn't their ram.
Oh, it was rogue?
Yeah, it was a rogue ram. They didn't own it. I don't think many people own rams. They're not like, ram is different than sheep. I could be an idiot, but I'm pretty sure that ram are their own thing.
Dodge Rams.
That's right. Well,
already made the joke.
That's
and
what
I'm
they
glad
should have done. That's what I'm saying. Yes. You dodged the ram.
That was what he was saying before the show, and I didn't approve.
Yeah.
I didn't approve the joke.
I'm just bringing out those at midnight puns.
Many small flock owners have just one ram, which needs to be separated at some point. That makes sense.
Because the ram's got to fuck. The ram's the one that fucks all the rest of them.
Oh, the ram is like the rooster of the sheep community?
I'm just saying stuff too, buddy. I'm also just saying stuff, but I'm pretty certain that that's true.
They had some sheep, some chickens, and some cattle.
But they killed it. So basically they showed up. The old man went out to go feed the sheep or some fucking garbage. The ram immediately murdered him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you call it murder with the ram.
No, I don't think it's murder. I think it's just, they were killed by an animal.
But then the old lady was like, where's my husband? And she went in to go look for him. Got.
And the ram finished the job.
Ram got her, too.
Wasn't that Spanish horror movie that came out last year where they're looking at the goat?
Oh, When Evil Lurks.
When Evil Lurks.
Yes!
That sounds like a scene from When Evil Lurks.
Did you see Lamb?
I haven't seen Lamb yet.
Lamb fucking rocks, dude. When they're all like, with the half man, half lamb or whatever. That's some good shit,
it's
man.
Really fucking weird.
Yeah.
But then the police came, because I guess that's who you call, because they showed up and they found the two people fucking rammed to death in their pen. And then the fucking ram bowed up at the cops and they had to light him up and shot the ram in the head.
He squared up.
Oh, yeah, dude. That ram was coming in. That ram didn't want it. He said he was not driving. He was traveling. He says that he broke his contract by not signing his license. He says that legally I can't have a license. I'm a ram.
That guy looks like he's upset from having to kill the ram.
I think it's not fun. I think that we actually did cover like a not funny statistic talking about how many dogs police officers have shot. Like, and how they just don't give a shit
lover,
at all.
That's not fun.
But I don't think like anybody's like super jazzed. But I do feel like if you just got to kill another type of animal, even that's kind of sad.
I think once the ram killed the second person, it signed its own death warrant.
Well, yeah. And then it's the son of ram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it's like a serial killer.
Yeah. 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 They had to kill. And I honestly didn't think New Zealand cops had guns.
I can't even killed two people, though.
Killed
that's,
two people.
That's
married,
wild,
a married
dude.
Couple.
That's
more
wild.
Than Mark David Chapman. Like, he is a very, that is a murderous animal, dude.
Oh my goodness.
Well, shout out to them.
Shout out to who?
The dead people.
Oh, fine. I guess, but yeah. Also 80s is hard. You gotta, people work long into their 80s. I just don't understand people who have that type of like hardcore, like my Chris, who works on Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, who worked on Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Mm-hmm. His father is like 85 years old and he still like manages vintage apple orchards and shit. And it's like the only thing my father can do is smoke.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they get to that.
I don't know how they, I mean, that's a hard job.
It's apple extremely, orchards? He's just out there all day.
And vintage?
Yeah. Phil.
What does like, that mean?
He saves apple lineages. So he goes in trying like this is a very specific role in society.
That is nice.
Yeah.
How like people killed by animals? That's got to be like very rare in general, right?
It's got to be surreal. When it's happening.
I've known lots of dead people in my life.
Yeah.
Not one of them was killed by an animal.
You have alibis for each one, or?
Yeah, I do.
Good.
Yeah, I'm at lots of restaurants.
He's at lots of restaurants, lots of movies.
Around 201 deaths annually.
Yeah, it's not that much, because again, we don't have, it's not like we're-
That's only in America.
We're not in a quote-unquote agrarian culture anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to write this new bit about like, you know, my sympathy for your crocodile death depends on what area of the world you're from. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. If you're from Indonesia, I'm like, I feel bad because you were just trying to fish for your family. Mm-hmm. But yeah. If you, like, you were in Florida or something, it's like you were trying to, it's like, this fucking croc thinks it's better than me. Like, it's your fault.
The more
first world nation it is, the more fault it is.
Do you ever see that video of it was a little old lady and she has a very, very tiny dog on a leash and you're watching her fight this little dog. It looks like a fucking Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah.
Where it's this little dog going at this alligator, just like open mouth, just staring at it. And this little dog, and she's like, come on. And the alligator just takes the fucking dog and the lady in one go. Like, he just like, the dog hits the back of the alligator's throat and the fucking chomps on his arm and literally just pulls the lady, like, just
kills
sucks
them both.
Her. Yeah, just sucks them right in the lake, man. Yeah, it's not cool, dude.
Where do you get those videos?
I'll send you some later.
Thanks.
sent into us.
You talk about fucking, we have another super morbid one. I want to send you. I'm glad Dan's here. All right, we can show this one.
There's lots of morbid stuff.
Yeah, this one's really fucked up. This is fucking, you'll like this one. Yeah. This is a horrible.
Is this, what is this?
Horrible video.
Is this Brazil?
No, I want to do the first one I wanted to do with the dude getting lit up.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Because we already talked about it with the ram. So this is just, I just wanted to show you this video and you can get this reaction. This is like, this is fucked. So this is in the Seattle Police Department. Man by the name of Chief Adrian Diaz. So a guy, so they had set up a sting at a DoubleTree, which makes sense, where they were setting up an old man to come and I guess
67.
They say they call it a meeting between two young girls, ages seven and 11. Okay. And unless they're there to do candy sampling for Hershey's, I don't think that it's like a meeting. You know what I mean? I think he's there to have sex with these little girls. And so what the cops are there, they set it up as a sting and they show the video. This is dash cam footage from inside of the room. So they were waiting for him to come in. And so if you want to pull up the video, I just want to show it to Dan.
Little kids.
Not this one. We're going to do that's next.
Oh, that's next. God. Yeah,
that one.
Henry's email, man.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. It is unfortunate, man. It is unfortunate. So these two police officers were inside of the hotel room. And then all of a sudden, they were waiting for this dude because he was supposed to come in and they were just going to grab him. And then this fucking happened.
Gun.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
My God.
Christ.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. That guy didn't stand a chance. It's fucked up. All right. Cut it. So this guy was like, he came in. The reason why it's truly crazy is that guy was coming in with a gun ready. He thought that those little girls with the little girl handler were in that room with the police. But then you saw the dude as he pulled it up. That was a crazy move by the cop, because the cop put, he did, I guess, was just a perfectly executed defensive maneuver where he grabbed the gun as he got, and he pressed it to his chest. And then he, I guess, shot himself in the arm. But then those two just got, they just lit him up.
He was, yeah,
so
they
do
let
you
him
think
up.
This guy was coming to kill the people who held the children?
I think that he was coming to steal the children.
You think he was coming to steal? He wasn't like some weird vigilante?
I mean, either way, it was a bad move.
It was definitely a bad move. Definitely. You don't pull a gun out of the cop.
I say if you're going to...
That's the actual sound of freedom, guys.
You know, what if... Oh God, I guess if it was a water gun, it would be bad. Because if that was a funny joke, that would be a funny joke for a human trafficker to play, wouldn't it? And then I also wonder if you were to... If you're going to... Bring cereal and candy.
Well, yeah, I just think, I don't know, I think there's something to, like, all these people who have been fucking weaponized by anti-fucking, just misinformation.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, well, wait, but...
Well, so you think that he's saying that that guy is, so you're saying that that guy was scared of his own pedophilic activities, and so he brought a gun to protect himself?
I think he was posing as a pedophile to go... To get these children and become a hero, and then the cops killed them.
All I know is if you're a cop, if you're the cop in that situation, and you're talking to other people, like, it's like, oh, yeah, I shoot this kid. He was 16. He was sticking, he felt terrible. And he goes, oh, really? I just, you know, just killed a pedophile that was about to shoot two girls.
Shit, bro.
Yeah,
they fucking,
streamers go off.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, he gets into work. He gets a free milkshake.
Yeah, no, this cop's definitely not going to buy a drink for the rest of his life.
But they're saying here that...
that's the best way to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So this guy, so they were conducting an Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force operation.
Yeah.
So that's what that, that's what I guess this is. So I guess they, well, they do the thing. That they build a case. They have like the you ever, there's a series on TLC, I believe, that covers the units of the, there are largely female officers
to shoot a predator.
But they they're cops that act like children.
Oh yeah.
They're the, and that they, when they call, like, would they go like,
do they have little handcuffs and
I don't think so. Man. But it's weird. They have these two like very slight lady police officers, and then they are not, then they hire a service that is not cops, that just sounds like children. They get an of age woman who will sound like a child,
and
they
actress.
Use to communicate with the pedophile to get him hooked, right? To get him all
so that
in.
Service is just for training. The cops.
What was that?
Is that service just for the cops? I did just sound like somebody who's about to use that service. Yeah. So maybe forget what I just said. Yeah. Is that service just for the cops?
At what level UCB class do they teach you?
Yeah, act like a child for the police. I think it's once you get to Matt Besser's home. Yeah.
It says
I didn't book SNL, but...
Hey, I got this new... He's teaching me.
Internet crimes against children apparently are up 67% from 2022 to 2023.
It is very, very bad. It's bad.
That's crazy.
Makes sense, though, right?
Does it?
I don't know. I mean, it just feels like the internet keeps getting bigger, so...
Yeah, I guess
I
so.
Know.
Well, it's also more... I think that we're paying attention
one year,
to it.
That's crazy.
And we're paying attention to it a lot more. Because they're, you know, for a long time. If you, you know, as long as we've been covering true crime and you read about how, like, essentially... It wasn't a crime to do anything to a child until like 1995 or whatever. Like, it's been a long time. No one has cared about kids. They've been viewed as disposable for and now we're just trying to fix that, which I think is probably the uptick, is that it's more so in the actual pursuing of it by the police.
The cyber tip line received 36.2 million reports of suspected child sexual exploitation in 2023.
And go check out Dan St. Germain's special
Fatty
Dance. I have never. That's there's only some things you can hear on his special.
No, this plug's really helping me. I want to say, first off, like, out of all the podcasts I've done, like, last podcast, probably one of my favorites, if not my favorite.
Thank you, Dan.
Huge fan. I listened to it during my I'm married now, but my last breakup.
Oh, yeah.
Not the one you guys knew.
Yeah.
The medium one. I got really too into the Franklin cover-up.
We talked about this many times.
Kind of ruined my life.
It does.
And then the Robert Pickton stuff, I wrote a thriller about that, and I left like comedy stand-up for like 2 years to just write thrillers. So in a lot of ways, my favorite podcast, in other ways too, ruined my
Have you really wrote the Robert Pickton screenplay?
I did write a Robert Pickton. It's not exactly. It's if you know Robert Pickton, you read the screenplay, you're like, oh, this is clearly based on
that's awesome.
That, but it's not. It's like an homage. It's not totally. It's fiction, but he's clearly the basis for the character.
It's like a fan. You're from a fan's perspective.
Yeah.
No,
you're talking about it from the fans, no, like how the fans love him.
I am firmly in the side of the victim during the script. I'm firmly in the side of the victims. It's not like, what am Robert Pickton?
What if
you may be wondering how I got here?
Oh, you know,
feeding people made out of sausages.
His, like, I've always wanted to see pictorial of the actual, like, the idea of that, the hangout.
Yeah.
Going to the, with the pig palace, doing all that kind of shit.
I got so into it. When I was writing it, I was headlining the Vancouver Yuck Yucks because I hadn't like left stand up yet. And I went around to all the spots Pickton used to pick up women in Vancouver.
Wow. And, again, just
it was
research.
Very dark. No, I didn't pick them up. I'd met Sarah at that point. It was such a dark area that when I went into the strip club, that was the one that felt like a Starbucks. when I was there, I was like, this feels really nice.
Wow. Ooh, this is nice. Yeah, I'll hear your story.
Really, really, really bleak. Really bleak down there in Vancouver.
No, it
there's
is.
There's some places in Vancouver that are tough, which is a beautiful city. But
I also, I hear it's wonderful, but it's I have wonderful. Heard that before as well.
East
with
Hastings,
open air drug market. That's I was just walking around there.
I love the people of
on
Vancouver.
An edible,
but
yeah, oh, really dumb.
It was horrible. Yeah. I went there the last time we were there. They have it's the Walking Dead, unfortunately. It's like the heroin problem is insane in downtown Vancouver. I feel bad for them, but it's the most blood I've seen just open in the city, and that's
just
saying something.
In the street,
good work, Canada. Honestly, you're beating us, except for because it's Dublin and
it could be
Dublin
syrup.
And Vancouver is the most open blood I've seen places.
Yeah, New York, I saw a lot of open blood.
We'll get you there.
New York's gotten when I wasn't living in the East Village. I mean, I'm living in Queens now, but people just shooting up right and right. And by the way, I just got out of rehab again in December.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the kids on drugs now in their early 20s, like, I'm never going to hear anybody like say that the 70s partied hardest, that our generation partied hardest. These kids are on medical grade fentanyl and end of life drugs to a lot. And they're super shredded. It's basically like comparing the NBA before they left black people play. You know what I mean? Like, we're the white NBA. And these new kids are like when, when Jordan showed up.
They're taking Hospice drugs?
They're taking like you can't understand them. They don't fuck. They just go, and you couldn't handle. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I couldn't.
No, I just like alcohol too much.
Yeah.
It's the Post Malone generation.
Oh, dude, it's crazy.
But he's
still do they have face tattoos? A lot of them.
A lot of them have face tattoos. 70% want to be DJs.
Yeah. Hey, that's a fucking great entry level career for anybody who loves fentanyl.
It's a real job now.
Yeah. It is sorta. That's fine. But I'm glad that you look good, though.
Good, 6 months back.
Fuck yeah, buddy! Hey. Dance, fatty dance!
Check it out, baby.
Live from your grave.
What a time to be alive. When you can get anything you need, when you need it, delivered right to your door. With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything delivered right to your door. Except for live dogs. That's the one thing that I feel like is a big holdup, but we'll figure it out. DoorDash. I love the fact that I can be nude and look at my phone. And no, I need three things. Ibuprofen, Casamigos tequila, and I need a bunch of cold brew coffee, I guess. I don't know why. Don't question me about my order, but I know that I can click on the buttons and then the man or lady will come with the stuff and then I can immediately put my clothes on. Don't answer the door naked, guys. That's a big caveat, I've been told. By DoorDash to say, don't answer naked, but order naked, because that's the beautiful part of DoorDash is that they can't see you,
but they can see your requests. So they know, hey, this guy's got to have his Band-Aids. He's got to have his, I guess we're sending wiffle balls to this guy's house, peanut butter and a bunch of Luby. That's what this guy wants. That's what I'm getting for it. I'm going to do it fast and well. Love the guy with the peanut butter covered wiffle ball inside of him. Love DoorDash. Thank you, DoorDash. I'm full. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy, because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it cost, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage, it's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
All right, we got one last. Here's the end of the story. This story, I love, because what we've noticed with Side Stories and with Last Podcast in general, which I'm sure you've noticed as a listener, is that for some reason, stories and things come in cycles a lot. Like, you know, we're trying to get out of our current bestiality cycle. Like, we're trying to get out of it.
A lot of people have been fucking animals
lately. It's just been a lot, right?
And it's hard not to mention it.
But then we're getting into the updates, and then I'm talking about the updates. We got to stop talking.
The problem is, with your personality, although you want to get out of it, I don't know if that's possible for
you. I'm locked into this antagonistic.
I feel like you have to talk about horse clits.
I can't.
We did it last week.
I know.
We didn't. My hands are tied. I don't know what to do. This is
your
me.
Tied.
I don't want them.
Did I tell you I used to be a movie usher at the IFC?
I remember.
A true story.
You got fired.
I quit, but I got thrown out by the projectioner like a cartoon. Like, he threw me out because I was drunk watching like wrestling results. But anyway, I was there. This was about a day after Baldwin had called his daughter a fat pig on The View. Mm-hmm. We were showing that documentary about Mr. Hands, the guy who got fucked to death by a horse and died.
Yes.
At 10 a.m., this is the day after Baldwin got canceled, he came in to watch the first showing of that movie. The horse fucking movie.
Zoo.
Yeah, Zoo. Hour and a half later, I hear from the back of my ear, disturbing, wasn't it? And I turn around and he goes, ooh, and he leaves. And I'm like, somehow, I think that led to the Rush shooting. I don't know how it happened. I don't know. Like, I have like my JFK, the little arrows going everywhere. Yeah.
There were horses on set.
It was crazy. One of the craziest. Like, why would you, like, what a Looney Tune.
Just like, he had to relax. He's been, I'm getting a lot of heat. a lot of heat.
I got on white.
But the cycle that we're currently stuck in is fucking people, Weekend at Bernie's people.
Yeah.
It is this idea of people using other people's corpses for monetary gain. It is now, this is going to be the third story we have covered in as many weeks over someone doing it. Part of me, I wonders if they
influence each other.
Yes. If it's like almost like copycatting.
Well,
style.
This one's in the middle of Brazil, so I don't know if they got our news down there.
All right. So this comes. Yeah, this is in Brazil. A woman brought a man in a wheelchair into a South American bank, but and attempted to take a loan out on his name. But the man had been dead for hours. Erica de Souza Vieira Nunez, 42, was arrested Tuesday following the bizarre incident in Bangu, a neighborhood in western Rio de Janeiro. The woman claimed that the man, identified by police as 68-year-old Paulo Roberto Braga, was her uncle and wanted to sign papers for a $3,250 loan. And then when he arrived at the bank, it was very much so a dead man. And what the best part is that this woman was so concerned with positioning her dead uncle into a way that would make him look like he was alive, she was not paying attention to the fact that the teller was actively filming her.
Yeah,
do this,
and she's like smiling next to the body.
They filled. So the
end of Bernie's
footage
is never as fun as you think it's gonna be.
No, it's not because of the stink. Yeah. And it's the sallow, open mouth stare of a corpse.
That's a real corpse right there.
Oh yeah.
So this is a video. My God. She is just. She is using. Is she's that, holding up his hand.
Is that
dead
one?
Head.
Is that one of the aliens from Mac and Me? Sir,
man,
we did it, Joe.
It's.
Like, that's what it looks like. But
she really isn't asking for that much, though.
That's my thing. It's like if you're going to do this, I would at least go for $10,000.
Well, I think that's probably why she should have gotten it.
I also, this is shows the desperation to get it, but this guy is extremely dead, and the way she is operating his hands like he is Gonzo.
Yeah.
Like he is doing it like he is a Muppet. Like she's just moving his head back and forth. She's like going like, hey, pay attention, smacking his face, making him go, oh, yes. But the teller's filming everything.
Yeah, because it's so obvious, unfortunately.
Unbelievable.
You know, and I don't have a single dead person I have access to. I just want to try it once.
You will.
Okay, if I'll give this, you know what, I will give the Last Podcast Network permission to use my body for a bit.
Is that saved?
Thank you. Yeah,
saved it.
That's saved. We are going to do that.
Yeah,
we're going to use that. That is.
You're
I'm
have
not
to
leaving
talk
that.
To my wife about it first, but yeah.
Well, I mean,
she probably won't be happy. But.
She's already out of the. You know,
she'll have left me at that point.
Yeah, let's face it.
No, because then she'll get
that's
you after.
The show you're talking about, Undercover Underage.
Yes,
on Discovery Plus.
That's so weird that just came up like that. Actually, yeah, that show is called Undercover Underage.
She looks like every West Coast comedy booker I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
she does. Sort of like Jordan Jensen.
The cops in Rio said they've never seen anything like this.
Well, that's but
and that's like one of the murder capitals of the world.
Yeah, dude, that's in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That has to be absolutely insane. All right, do we got anything else? Do we got anything we want to cover?
I wanted to get a quick, we got a problem here, Dan. I'm sure this hurts you. Red Lobster is considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Now this is
no
like,
shit.
Yeah, I'm really happy that we did. We had two. Oh, we had open death. We had a corpse.
Yeah.
But now I think it's important to get to one of the main stories we were going to try to cover this week was Red Lobster's. Red Lobster's going away.
Yeah.
And guess who they're shifting the blame to?
Us.
Immigrants?
No, us. Yeah, because we ate too much of the endless shrimp.
They legitimately say that America has devastated the shrimp.
Because they used to only do it once a week, and then after COVID, they had to get people back in the restaurants.
Is that guy like weeping?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God,
that is, man!
Like, we had no idea how much shrimp they could eat,
and then one man would come, and he'd bring a bigger man, and I'm like, oh, he certainly won't just be, and then he'd be ordering the shrimp, and I figured, well, don't you want a steak, man? Don't you want one of our delectable pasta dishes, sir? Oh,
they lost $11 million in the third quarter last year in shrimp.
Wait, okay, total? That doesn't seem like that much to me. Maybe I just think we're fatter than we...
I think that we're fatter, and then maybe shrimps are smaller.
Look, the only thing we're going to really miss, I mean, I like Red Lobster, but Cheddar Bay biscuits are the only thing.
I mean, they're going to sell those biscuits forever.
I make the cheddar biscuits at home, and we make them better.
I would just say if you're like Outback, make an aggressive move to get the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Actually, that's a really good chance.
Like, shit.
Someone come, or this is a good chance for Sizzler to put their ass
Bubba
back
Gump.
On the map.
Yeah, Sizzler should
They're
come
the
back.
Last boat standing. Bubba again.
Gump. Bubba I've never Gump. Been to the Bubba Gump. Is Bubba Gump good?
It's I've not.
Been. No, it's it not. I've not went with good. Mike Lawrence a couple times. He likes going there, but it's horrible.
Well,
but
he eats shrimp chips.
He loves it.
You know, guy who runs writing seminars now? He eats shrimp chips from a bag. That's when we knew him.
God, but Red Lobster was kind of fine, though. I feel like Red Lobster, I liked my meal at Red Lobster more than these other chains. That's why I think that Sizzler has an opportunity. I think Sizzler for Bubba Gump is bad. Outback is bad.
What's wrong with Bubba Gump?
Outback's okay. The wings are pretty good at Outback. Surprisingly,
wings are good.
The Kapuri or Kachuri, or I don't know how.
Last time
we'll get your producer, like he's gonna know.
No, I would ask you if there's one
the
person.
Kappa Power, it's delicious. The wings that I had there were fucking delicious.
Really?
Last time I went to
Outback,
I'm also a piece of trash, and I was relapsing when I had those wings.
That's the most understandable part of it. I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah, those are relapse
that
wings.
That was, the wings were so good. This is how it was in Detroit. I was supposed to go home. I got too drunk and ate the wings, and I just stayed another night at a motel near the airport.
Oh, God, I went
to my wife the next day.
Yeah, well,
she's not letting me go on another rehab trip, guys.
No, you can't. It's not worth it. It's just wings.
It's just wings,
buddy. Well, at the time, they were really good. They're really good wings.
Did you go to rehab for the wings or the booze?
No. I have more dead mom stuff. We'll talk about that on Brighter Side tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah. Are you guys doing...
He's going to come do Brighter Side stories.
But you're doing...
What
was it
mean?
Dead parents?
No. I was just popping his podcast.
I'll bring it up though.
But yeah, the Kapuri wings are good.
Well, I'm just glad they brought you back, and I'm glad that you're here today, Dan.
I'm always glad to see you guys. I miss you guys. You know,
this has been great. Is there anything else?
Like, we got Dan a gift.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we got you a gift.
You
Rob, can
gifts.
You?
I said no gifts.
Yeah, we got you a gift.
We got you a gift.
Here you go. This is for you.
I hope you like it.
I hope you like it.
This is my dad's movie.
His father wrote the film, the new film, Freud's Last Session. And we got Dan a signed copy.
We signed it.
Marcus, Ed, and I signed a poster for your father, for your father's film for you.
I
want
to give this to my dishes.
Dan's father wrote Freud's Last Session. It was in the theater.
He's a little bit bummed out because it was more of a bomb than he thought. So now I don't think me giving him this poster is going to help. But my carny friend signed it because they got it clearly for free in some package.
Yeah, it was that. They were giving it away at the movie theater when I went.
This is one of the great.
Yeah. He stole it from the trash.
So like the origin story is going to depress the fuck out of him. This is amazing.
I think it was still playing.
It's on. Hey, check it out now. Freud's West. Great play. Movie, you know, like the great play. And they adapted it, you know. But it is on, I think, Amazon. You can rent it.
Apparently, Anthony Hopkins is fine.
He's Anthony Hopkins.
He's Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, he does his job. Did your dad get to meet Anthony Hopkins?
Yes.
Well, at least there's that.
They softly kiss. No. He did meet Anthony Hopkins. My dad, I don't know how I became such like a fucking like a low rent art form.
No, comedy is have you not seen the internet? Comedy is the most important art form that there's ever been. We are the only ones speaking truth to power. We're the only ones saying the right stuff about vaccines, about race and gender issues.
I don't know about you guys. I get more news from The Daily Show than I do the real news.
I can't even. I don't even have any. Honestly, I don't need these letters. We'll do letters next week.
All right, that's fine.
Like, the only letter I have, it's like,
that's fun.
It's actually... All right, you know what? I'll do this one last letter for Dan.
Okay, one last letter.
You know, this is just proof. I have, like, time to kill before my dinner, and I just want to hang out with you guys. And I also want to get a higher approval rating than Holden. Those are the two things.
We need to, but let us know how Dan did.
Compared to Holden specifically, if you have a...
If one of them had to come back, would you rather it be Dan or Holden?
I already know the answer. Hey, if Holden got a 53%, it's a Biden win. We've talked about it.
We'll be announcing it on Holden's podcast.
All right, here's a one horrible letter. I'll get your response on this.
All right.
I loved your episodes on Herb Baumeister. Great. Well, my dad, who was a big, tall man from New York, he had been married twice and had four kids. No one knew a secret. Apparently, my 52-year-old dad likes to wear women's clothing and participate in BDSM. On Halloween night 2000, On Halloween night 2000, he put on a contraption that would lock his hands under his knees so he could jack off all while choking himself. The next morning, he hadn't showed up to his office, which he owned and ran. A family member went in and found my dad dead in a face that was pitch black, still in that contraption. Come to find out that when you asphyxiate, your face turns a black due to the lack of oxygen. Upon searching his house, they found other items, women's clothes and whatnot. And the worst of all was that my family had an open casket, and there wasn't enough makeup in the world to make him look normal. His death certificate lists the cause of death as autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, so they felt the need to write that to us?
Hey, guys, I'm just now that I know this, you need to know this, too. I can't be the only one who lives with this for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah. So his dad died from blackface.
That's actually the only time you can get away with blackface. His autoerotic asphyxiation. Man, if only Kimmel had done that in the sketch instead of like Charles Barkley. That should have been the cover.
If you're not laughing, you're crying.
By the way, I will say I did talk about this on one podcast, but I feel like you guys are the ones that I really should bring it up to. I did start wearing 2 years ago while I was on the road women's underwear. Older women's underwear.
Yeah.
Over 55, because I find I have a very large ball sack. My dick is very mediocre, but I have a very large ball sack.
Me too.
And if you have a large ball sack, it has the same dimensions as an older woman's outie pussy. So,
But what boxer? Where were you? You were wearing tiny whities before. You were in normal boxers before.
I used to date Ed's roommate, so he's seen a lot of my grundle before. But like, I know what you're working with. Oh, like Mrs. Doubtfire underwear is the way to go, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it
boxer
feels great.
Briefs have been great. I'm a MeUndies guy. Shout out to MeUndies.
These breed.
I still love you.
Well, just make sure you're not fooling around with your lady that night.
Truly.
Because I've dated that. My Sarah's been into it, and I've taken it off, and she's seen him. She goes, I'm good.
Does she not do your laundry?
Not anymore.
Sometimes.
Yeah, Julie and I do each other's laundry. So it's just like I couldn't have old
lady.
She would never trust
me with her laundry.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. No, why would any?
Absolutely, she would never trust me with
Julie her laundry. Trusts you with her clothes?
I'm great at it. I could fold. I had to do chores when I was a kid.
Yeah, I wash clothes, but I don't wash Natalie's special clothes.
It's her special clothes?
She has special clothes.
Yeah, well, she does have weird clothes.
Well, it's just the panties. I don't wash panties because I don't know what to do.
I read the labels and everything. Don't put it in the dryer.
I just don't want to ruin anything.
Yeah, you got to read the labels.
Well, you know, this is actually incredible advice, Dan.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know.
I mean, look, if
you, I love my Tommy Johns.
I'll say this. If you get a nice air condition, you know, like just.
Is there a brand you like?
I just got the bloomers that were women's Hanes, I believe. I believe
you're not even going
Hanes.
For upper level.
I'm not even going for jokes on this. I'm just giving advice.
Thank you.
But what about your legs? Or you get chafed? You're a big guy.
Thanks, Ed. No, I'm just joking.
I was more thinking about me.
No, they didn't chafe at all. It's just a nice, like, well, I'm not, these are too, for too young.
By the way, you named your special
panties. I'm talking
Dan's
about
old
bloomers.
Dan's.
I'm talking about, no, I'm just joking. But I really don't care. Bloomers. I'm talking about bloomers. Like, Google bloomers.
Bloomers.
Yeah, I've seen Bloomers. Like, I've seen Bloomers. They're always like, it's always on like Mary Todd Lincoln.
But like Flowery, can you Flower? That's closer is to those there, but Flowery Bloomers. That's what I've been wearing.
Well, I know what I'm getting Eddie for his birthday.
It's
well,
not. I mean, it's a nice, you know, it's you know.
I appreciate
if you have an Audi
advice.
Pussy or big balls.
That's incredible.
Please. Your balls don't go on the other sides of the thing? Like elephant ears?
I mean, like, if I'm, like, shooting, you know, like, if I need it, like, for stand-up, I won't. But if it's a night in and I just need him to breathe, then I wear women's underwear.
See, I just wear. Hey, is this what you do?
No judgment.
No,
zone.
Mine's a little
that,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. That's Franklin's Benjamin slave Franklin. Wife. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's Lolita Bloomers for women. Anything that says Lolita, you are not allowed to purchase. You cannot purchase, Dan. It has to be like Grumpy Ethel's coveralls. Grumpy, yeah. Yeah, I want to see nothing with a cute name.
Cranberry Bog Bottoms.
Well, this has been incredible. Incredible episode. Thank you guys for being here
Very
today.
Fun, guys.
Go to patreon.com/lastpodcast and
so
if you want to check out all the other stuff that we do, if you want to see our bodies, if you want to see behind the scenes footage, it's there. Go to TikTok at lpontheleft.com. I don't know what it LP on the left, whatever it is. TikTok. It's gonna be gone soon. Then we got go to lastpodcastandleft.com. We're going back on tour. And so for those of you that don't know, there are some of you, I'm sorry, you're part of the plug section.
Oh yeah, for yeah, sure, buddy. For sure.
So this week we are doing, and those of you, I think that we have it on our Patreon, and we also might release some tickets, but I don't think we are. I don't know yet. Thursday and Friday, we're doing our full-on, we are writing our show in front of people.
Yeah.
Our last podcast on the left live show. We're doing that Thursday and Friday at the Sirius XM Garage. That's on, if you can.
You're writing it in front, like people are watching
we
your
come
process?
Up with, we come up with material, like we've done this every tour, and then what we do is we kind of like, the first couple of shows we'll do with no specific material. We just improv and then we go from there and then we'll go and cobble it together and write it after. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be fun. You can come see us and we're really going to be working shit out. So it's going
to
be pretty casual.
And we're going to have to because Denver's almost sold out.
We're going to have to
we'll
do a show.
You guys.
Yeah. We got shows coming. We have to do this.
Also this week, I'm going to be on page 7. So check that out.
Oh,
I'm sitting in for MJ this week.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah. And so I'll be there. And then also Dan is going to be on Brighter Side Stories.
I'm excited.
On next
you guys,
Wednesday.
The next Denver show, I know you already have the venue now, but the next one you guys should do in the underground Denver airport. You guys have to do it.
They're
there.
It's the same thing. Have you ever stayed at the Watergate in D.C.?
Yeah, they're not.
They like lean in.
They smell us when we come in.
Yes. They're like, yeah, he likes it. Put it in the other room. I want to do it on the Ramsey's front yard.
There you go.
That's what we'll be doing our follow up meet and greet over at the JonBenet Ramsey home. So we'll see you there. It's been fun. Triple L, baby. Live every day. No one was good for your balls. Be the arbiter of what's good for your balls and let anybody tell you what's good for your balls. And, you know, love the fact that you wear women's underwear, but it's not even about anything. It's about comfort.
No, or an Audi pussy. It's for not, balls or an Audi pussy.
And then laugh, especially if you have a big gaping Audi pussy, then you have something that can hold it.
Mm. Dance Fatty Dance.
Dance Fatty Dance. I don't know why I started screaming my plug. Dance Fatty Dance is the special on YouTube. Please check it out. I also have a wrestling podcast, Working Stiff, and soon, which maybe I'll come back in a year for this, me and Sean Donnelly are going to do a new podcast. We haven't discovered exactly what it is yet.
I want to see Sean. I miss Sean, too. I miss Sean.
I did have a horror movie podcast for like 16 weeks and then had to end it because of rehab.
The show was really funny, though. But that show
you were great on.
Yeah, that show was really funny.
Yeah, but like this is, I will be having a new comedy podcast with Sean Donnelly coming out. But if you like pro wrestling, check that out. And please, goddamn, watch my special. And if you like wrestling, pray for me and Dan Soder's Peacock show to go. God, please.
Somebody pray. Please. I'll light a candle.
It's me, Soder, and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I promise. I'll light a candle. I'll do it. I swear. I'll do it. I'll come on the
set. Every one of my friends is a millionaire.
Yeah, we're going to. Don't listen. He's going to be fine. Just please check out the
but
special.
This is fun. And please remind Holden that I was a better guest.
Yeah. Oh, we will.
On Twitter.
We will most certainly do it. All right, bye, fuckers. Hail Satan.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
What kind of day is it? It's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely cold way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. Come on, grab a pack. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavor. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.